Hi, Phil. It's Kathy Baker.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning on our show. And it's really exciting because, you know, it's not every day you get to talk to an award-winning actor. You've got like 3 Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe, a Screen Actors Guild Award. All you need now is a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony, and you'll get the EGOT.
Exactly. We'll just give me another 5 minutes or so. And if I'm not dead pretty soon, I'll work on that.
The most recent thing that I've seen you in was The Ranch on Netflix. And I absolutely love that show. Very funny, yet very dramatic at the same time. But my big question about that is Sam Elliott as dreamy in real life as he is on screen?
I have to tell you, he's even more dreamy. He is so dreamy. He's just such a good, nice, funny, professional person, in addition to being so beautiful. I just think he's the handsomest thing. He's just a wonderful person. And you know, when I was first asked to do this concert, this Memorial Day concert coming up on May 30th, he had done it a couple of years ago. So we texted back and forth about it, and he said what a great experience it was. He's just a love. So there you go.
Yeah. Now a real conundrum for you, Kathy. Who's dreamier, Sam Elliott or Tom Selleck?
Ooh, that is a conundrum. Do I have to pick?
They both have fantastic mustaches.
Yes.
No, we'll let you not pick. Is there going to be any more Ranch, do you know, or is it done?
No, yeah, that was it. Yeah. We're done. That was it. Yeah, we did 4 good years.
Great show, and we're going to miss that one. Lots of other things that you've done, too. But let's talk about your involvement in this coming Sunday, May 30th, the PBS National Memorial Day concert, Night of Remembrance. And according to the press release, you're going to be performing in a Vietnam nurses' tribute to Diane Carlson. So what exactly are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be reading her own words. Presenting her story in her own words. She is a fascinating person. She was a 21-year-old nurse, decided she wanted to go to Vietnam. She wanted to be a nurse in Vietnam. She wanted to follow her brother to Vietnam. And she served there for a year, and then she came home. And I don't know if you're old enough to recall, but when the Vietnam vets came home, they were not welcomed home. The country was against the war, and many people kind of took it out on the vets. And so she had a hard time when she came home. And she joined a veterans group, and she realized that she was worthy, that what she did was very important and very special. And she went to the wall when it was first opened. Mm-hmm. And she realized there were no tributes to the women. I believe the wall, if I have this right, they might have 7 or 8 names of women out of the, oh dear, I don't even
lots.
Know. I want to say, lots and lots and lots, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so she took 10 years, it took her 10 years, but she founded the Vietnam Women's Memorial in Washington. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful statue of nurses. And she's just an inspirational person. She doesn't think she's special. She's just... Mm-hmm. She grew up on a dairy farm in Minnesota, and she's accomplished so much. She was a tremendous inspiration to me.
And what an honor to be able to do that. I mean, you must feel a big responsibility.
You're exactly right. You're so perceptive. You know, I hadn't, well, you know, because of COVID, I hadn't gotten on a plane. I hadn't worked. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can still do this, and I want to do her honor and justice, you know, reading her words. But I really feel like she gave me, this is sort of a pun, I guess, but a shot in the arm. And she is a nurse to kind of get me out there and going again, and gave me the confidence to realize that I can still work and still contribute, even though and I wanted to let everybody know I am not dead.
Yes,
I am still around, and just honored to be able to do this concert and to be able to work with all these amazing people. Did you see the list of the people who were in this?
So many great people. Steve Buscemi, Gary Sinise, Joe Mantegna, and General Colin Powell. I mean, this list goes on and on. It's going to be a fantastic concert, but it must be just really cool to be able to be a part of that.
It was so cool. I just really thrilled. I was thrilled to be able to give her story, and I was thrilled to be able to pay appreciation to our military families and to our vets, and to honor them, to give tribute. Oh, and I believe it's healing. I believe that the vets and their families, when they watch, and the currently serving military, when they see this concert, you know, there's healing voices, there's healing songs, healing stories. There's a wonderful story about the survivors of the All Black Infantry Unit in Korea, the Second Wing Company. There's a tribute to a Gold Star family. It's really going to be something.
Sunday, May 30th on PBS. You got to check it out. Kathy, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Phil.